Printing, scanning, shredding. That's what productivity sounds like. Thanks to my Amex Business Platinum card, I couldn't be happier about upgrading my business tools. These are exciting times in paperwork.
Unlock over $1,000 per year in statement credits on select purchases in categories including tech, recruiting, and wireless with an Amex Business Platinum card. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum. Vote for business by American Express.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The Unconventional Gal, Forging Your Own Path, with me, your host, Cherokee. Today, my guest is my friend, Leah Carmichael. She is a well-known makeup artist that has worked for Makeup Forever, NYX, and was part of Kat Von D's brand team. She has traveled the world doing makeup, and she also shares her amazingly creative transformations on her personal social media. But today, we are diverting a bit from her amazing career and talking about who she is behind the scenes, a mom. Leah got pregnant when she was 17, so we are talking teen moms. Today is interesting for me personally because I am a child of a teen mom, and I am really excited to talk to someone on the other side. Hello, Leah. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi, I just got so nervous.
I know, I just saw your legs are crossed and your arms are crossed. I promise I won't bite.
I just sunk into the couch.
Okay, so I don't really know much about your pregnancy story. I did just ask you when you got pregnant. You said you were pregnant at 17. Had your baby at 18. I believe my mom was pregnant at 16, had me when she was 17. So similar story. Also, weird side note, my biological dad was 15. So he is, and because my mom was so young, so I'm 38. Yeah. My mom is only 56 and my biological dad is 55. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
Most of my friends' parents are like in their 70s.
Yeah.
And my grandparents. So when I was born, my grandma was 32. Isn't that insane?
I had no idea. I had no idea. That is crazy.
It's fun doing these podcasts with friends because I feel like as friends, it takes a long friendship to learn everything about each other. So doing these
usually something you just bring up.
No, like, hey, tell me about you being a teen mom. Weird. So that's why it's fun doing these podcasts with friends because I feel like I find like my friends' deep dark secrets and I can like ask you questions that I wouldn't.
I have a lot of them.
Well, those will be other episodes. So tell me your pregnancy story.
This is so weird talking about because I've never openly talked about this with anyone on something that anyone can
like
listen
platform?
To. Yeah. Well, people know I had my son super young, but they don't really know anything about it. Mm-hmm. My mom had my older brother when she was 16, 17. So, I mean, when it happened to me, it wasn't that weird for me. Mm-hmm. It kind of felt normal. Mm-hmm. But it was also alarming because I was so young. Mm-hmm. I was going through a phase of trying to make myself feel better about a lot of things in life. So I was not sober and I was surrounding myself with people that were not sober. And I wasn't trying to get pregnant. And to be quite honest, I never pictured myself with children because I was at home with my brothers all the time. Yeah. And I was like, this is enough.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. That was me too. My little sister is almost 12 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And so it was kind of the same. And my little brother is 6 years younger than me. I never want, and I don't have kids and I'm not having kids, but I never wanted kids a lot for the same reason where you already feel like you've kind of lived the mom role a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was home a lot with them and I kind of was just okay with that. And then I got pregnant with Damien. I didn't know I was pregnant with Damien for a while. And then when I realized I was, it was the best thing that could have happened to me.
Do you feel like it made you kind of clean up your life?
It did.
That's what my mom always said.
Yeah, I know where I would be if I did not get pregnant and it would not be here. He's the best thing that ever happened to me.
And he's so darn cute. He's just your little twin. It's so weird.
I know. It's so hard to say anything besides he's the best thing that ever happened to me and not melt and fall apart.
You're making me a little weepy.
I will cry.
I'm a crier too. And I feel like most of the time I have guests on, it's talking. Like I did my best friend. We did pregnancy loss. I did my friend Amanda. We did losing her husband. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to quit having my friends make me cry.
I know. This is this will make me cry, but when I, you know, going, being pregnant that young was so weird. I didn't go to prom. I didn't graduate. I didn't do a lot of things. And it's all just kind of a blur. I just remember being just so uncomfortable, so hot. Mm-hmm. I just felt disgusting.
When is his birthday?
Well, this is actually great because I don't know.
What?
It could be one of 2 days. He was born on his bracelet the 25th of April.
Okay.
And on his birth certificate, it says the 26th.
Was it like midnight or something?
No. He was born in the morning, and it's so weird because for years, they don't just give you birth certificates anymore.
You have to file with the city.
And go pick it up. And I was so young that I was like, I don't need this fucking birth certificate. What do I need it for? And then when I actually did, I went to the courthouse and I was like, this is the date. This is his name. They're like, there's no record of him being born. And I threw a fit and was like, he fucking exists. Like he's mine. Yeah. I know he's here. And she was like, well, what's his social? And I gave it to her. And she just slid the paper over and was like, no charge. Because she was like, bitch, you don't know your kid's birthday. Like,
oh my gosh.
We celebrate 2 days.
That's
which is
cute.
Which is great because his dad and I are not together anymore. So he shares it with me and then him. But he's April.
How funny. That is a very strange. I mean, that alone is a strange birth story.
Yeah, it was weird, but I remember the night I went into labor, his dad and I used to go to BJ's all the time because he would watch sports there, which is so weird because who watches sports? I don't know if you watch sports, but
I do not.
We were there and everything was so loud and just so overwhelming. And I was like mad. Just so mad. And I was like, I must just be uncomfortable or something's off. Mm-hmm. And we left there and then I went to bed and then my water broke in the middle of the night.
Whoa.
And it turns out that's a thing. Like things around you, I guess, before
like
you go into labor are heightened.
Wow.
And of course mine was loud yelling in BJ's.
Yeah, I mean, that's if things are heightened, that's not where you want to be.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I had him at Hogue in Newport Beach, and it was quite traumatic and awful.
Hard birth?
It was very hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was prepared as much as I could be. My mom was a labor and delivery nurse.
Oh, that's nice.
For so long. So, I mean, I was young, so I didn't listen very much, but she told me basic things that were helpful. It was very painful and very awful.
And you're already young and that's like such
it's so terrifying.
Yeah.
And also when you have a baby, they want you to like, I mean, a lot of people take in that moment and want to watch. I don't want to watch.
I would never want to watch.
I don't want to watch.
No
and
way.
They put a mirror down there
no!
and I was like, I don't want it. I don't want it. But they left it. So I was just like looking around. It was awful. But
that's terrible.
That moment of him being there was, I can't even tell you how like, when you think of something that you love more than anything, it's not even that. It doesn't even compare to that. I've never in my life loved something that much before till that moment, which was like so
you
overwhelming.
Stop it. You're going to make
me
cry.
I haven't thought about these things in so long.
How old is he now?
He turns 18 next month, which is
oh my gosh.
Heartbreaking. When they're little, like, and you're so busy and just things are happening, you're just like, oh, I can't wait for you to be 18.
Now you're like,
now I'm
baby?
Like, fuck, man, I just wish that you were a baby.
Yeah.
I miss it so much. And you don't really think about like, people are always like, you know, take it in, it goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. And it really does, but you don't realize the things like the last things you'll get to do together. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, now, obviously, we wouldn't lay in bed together and like, cuddle and watch movies. But then it was like the best thing in the world. And we're never going to do that again.
And like being smoochy and like it gets like, to a point, I think, where that's like weird.
I can't even tell you when the last time I got a kiss from Damien was.
Totally. Yeah, my niece and nephew are three, and I already feel like, because they live in Colorado, so yeah. I only see them twice a year. So every time I see them, I'm like, my nephew's a man.
I know. He's only three. It's so weird.
But my sister's having another baby, so I told her she just has to have a baby every like 3 or 4 years to satisfy my like baby needs.
Yeah, any of my friends that have babies, I'm like, I'll come over anytime. I'll watch
them. You love it with Cat's baby.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's so cute. His little haircut with his like, little tail rat tail.
Oh, he's so cute.
Super cute. So was not keeping him ever an option?
No.
Never a thought.
No. And I mean, I'm not against that. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, your body, mm-hmm. do what you want. But I just knew that I needed to do that for myself. Mm-hmm. Whether or not his dad was going to be involved. I didn't think that he was going to be, which I'm not saying that in a bad way for about him.
Yeah, you're young. My dad wasn't. My mom left and I didn't meet my bio dad till I was 26. And like as the child, I never felt any ill will because thinking of at 15, you get that sprung on you. Like that's scary.
When I told him I was pregnant my older brother, I asked him for a ride because I didn't drive to Buena Park, mm-hmm. which is, it's not far from Orange County, but then it was far from Orange County. And he was like, yeah, but I need gas money. And I had like a jar of change. He drove me to Buena Park and I gave him this. I just had this jar of change in my lap the whole way there. And I just remember thinking like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. I don't even want to tell him. Mm-hmm. I was terrified. I got out of the car and we were broken up at the time and he walked outside and I just was like, I'm pregnant.
It just came tumbling out.
And he left. He like was like, all right. And then left. But in that moment I was so young and you know, you don't think like, oh, he needs time to process.
Yeah.
This.
You're like, just like devastated.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay. So then I got back in the car and we drove back home.
Oh my gosh.
And then I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm doing this on my own. And totally was not the case. He, you know, was very, very there and is the best and he was so great with Damien growing up and provided quite a bit. So
that's like the best you could ask for.
Yeah. It was great. And yeah, that was such a weird day.
I bet with your jar of change. That sounds like a scene out of Juno.
Oh, I know. Every time I think about it, I'm just like, I can't believe that even happened. I can't believe I can picture myself just like
with jar of change.
In this shitty car.
Isn't it funny too? Like, because thinking back then, like, you couldn't just text them.
No.
Or like
I had to drive.
Call his cell.
Yeah. I mean, I probably could have called him, but he probably wouldn't have answered.
Like leave a message with his mom like it's really important, have him call me back.
Oh god.
So how did his family react?
Unfortunately we didn't tell them right away. He dropped the baby bomb and, oh, by the way, we're getting married.
Oh shit.
In like one go.
Well, we might as well rip the band-aid off.
But and then they accepted it and it was very sweet and they adore Damien and they've been so helpful with him and they, you know, like 2 weeks ago Damien got up and got showered, like ready to go, and I was like, where are you going? He's like, oh, I'm gonna hang out with my grandma today. And was,
oh, that's
they,
cute.
They do things that they're so cute together. But they were very accepting of it once he told them, but we hid it from them for so long. And I was always like, you gotta tell your parents.
Yeah. My mom hid it. So I don't know my full story.
Yeah.
Obviously I was just
I
was in her body. But I do know she hid it for a long, long time. And the only person she told was my aunt, who was younger than her, who was like 13 or 14. So it was like their little secret. But my aunt kept telling like, you gotta tell mom, you gotta tell mom.
Yeah.
And my mom's mom is not the best human.
Yeah.
So I can imagine how scary it was to tell her. So she didn't tell anyone besides my aunt until she was like 8 months pregnant.
Oh my God.
She like shoved me into her little Levi's jeans. I think I was like 13 or 14 and my mom was like, oh my God, I found these jeans. They were what I wore when I was pregnant with you. And they like almost fit me. And if you can see my body in front of you right now, imagine pants my size being on an 8 months. And I'm like, that's why I'm a runt.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so little. I was shoved
You're
into
so
these
tiny
little pants.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people don't have the supportive family and the...
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what I would have done without my parents or my grandparents or his family. It takes a village. And it's, I don't know what I would have done without them.
You would have done it. It just would have been harder.
I would have done it, but it would have been very difficult. Yeah. So difficult.
So speaking of my mom in this situation, as a child of a teen mom, I always had the feeling that I somehow like cheated my mom out of the life she could have had. So she always, like you were saying, you didn't, did you graduate high school?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Same. She didn't graduate high school either. She didn't go to prom. She didn't like, she didn't get to do all those things. So when I was in high school, she was always like, and I was like, fuck the world, punk rock, like that kind of thing. But she was always like, even if you hate it, do it. Cause I didn't get to do it. And if you don't do it, you'll regret it.
Yeah.
So just her having that mentality, she never made me feel like she always said I was the best thing that happened to her.
Yeah.
I got her out of a dark place, kind of similar to your story. But if Damien ever came to you and like asked you, like, I feel like I took your life, like, how would you address that?
Thankfully with, you know, having my family, I still got to do things that I think probably most teen moms.
Oh, because you had like built-in babysitter.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got to go out all the time and I traveled a lot. And I mean, my job just in the last 4 years, they've always been here to help. So I never even would think that or thought that
of like what your life would have been.
Yeah. You know, there was no part of me that was like, I can't do the things that I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I know too many people or have heard so many stories of people just, you know, getting pregnant and not wanting to be pregnant, but going through with it and being like, well, I need to put my whole life on hold to do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's when it gets, I think that's when people are like, oh, I regret that. I'm resentful. Yeah. And so, you know, and I know not everybody has the option of being able to do the things that they want to do. I totally know that. But I just think it's so important to make time for that. Otherwise, you'll feel that way. You know?
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, I get, because, like, I just went to esthetician school year before last. I can't believe it's 2021 now.
I know. I told somebody it was 2020 the other day.
I keep signing it still, and it's March. Yeah. It's April. But I went to SD school late. I was 36 when I went to SD school, and I was in school with a bunch of 20-year-olds, which was really weird. And so because of that, I've had a lot of women email me like, you know, I had a kid young and now I'm trying to figure out my life and I feel weird. And I always say like, it's not ever too late to like get what you want out of your life. Like, you got the kid part, now do the you part.
Yeah.
Whether you do that before you have kids or after you have kids.
Yeah. It's, I get a lot of messages from moms. And I'll respond and they'll say, you know, I just don't have that much time because I have a kid. And, you know, I never want to go into like, well, you can do it because I did it.
Because not everybody has that. And, totally. That's where I talk about it actually a lot on my podcast is like, I love to be encouraging and I love to be like, you can do it. And there's a lot like I've had podcast topics of like working for yourself or making art your career and that kind of thing, but I always disclaim like I don't have kids, so I don't have that added complication onto like, I've followed lots of adventurous paths in my life and I've failed at some and succeeded at some, but I've never had the complication of having kids, which it makes it, and depending on your situation can make it
and I know some difficult. People obviously have way crazier lives and way crazier kids than I had. Damien was the easiest child in the world. So I definitely know that there are things that come along with it, but I just, it makes me feel so sad when people give up on anything for that reason.
Yeah. It makes me sad too. It makes me sad because I feel like, you know, I don't know. My mom's an accountant. And I don't really know what she would have been if she could have been anything.
Yeah.
Never really asked her. I feel like she likes being an accountant. She's like a numbers. She's just a boring lady.
Yeah. I don't know anything about numbers.
I freaking hate when I went to business school, accounting was like the worst part of it. So I don't really know what she would have wanted to be. But when I hear stories of people kind of having to give that up, it kind of gives me that little pang of like, oh, that was my mom. Like, who knows? She maybe could have been like my great grandma was a famous country singer. So maybe that would have passed down. Aww. She could have been something really, I think too, she would have wanted to like travel. She also doesn't walk. She calls it the W. She does not like to walk at all. Like when she comes to visit me and I'm like, we're going to go there here. She's like, well, do we have to do the W?
Oh my God.
Like she'll drive around a parking lot for like an hour to find the spot that's the closest. It's really bad. So I sound so mean to my mom. I love my mom, but you know, your mom is your mom and you just have to pick on her.
I mean, I love a close parking spot. I'm not going to lie.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm like the furthest away because I haven't gotten my steps today.
when Lindsay would park his car in the furthest, no matter where we would go, it was the back of the parking lot. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
We can never road trip together. Yeah. It's terrible. I'll drop you off at the front.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There were so many times I'm like, can you just drop me off and you can try to find a spot so I can get in fat quicker?
That's my mom too. Mom's like, I'll put our name in.
Yeah. Drop me off at the front. I would do that so often.
You're such a mom.
I know.
Oh my God, you're such a mom. So is it hard? So obviously you are a makeup artist, which I talked about before, mm-hmm. and you, especially when you were working on Kat's team, you guys were traveling all over. So was it hard?
Damien and I are so close. Mm-hmm. We've always been very, very close. So this was quite challenging for me. Mm-hmm. I missed his birthday two years in a row. That was really, really hard for me.
You were gone both days.
Yeah.
Both birthdays.
Four days. Yeah. That broke my heart. And it made me, I mean, I was still taking being a mom seriously, but I was definitely, I could have been so much more if I just slowed down. Mm-hmm. But you know, I grew up with no money. As soon as I turned 16, I was working two jobs and then I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And from then on, I've always worked at least three jobs. And because I never wanted to be in that position, I always wanted to give him the world. So, you know, when this job came along, it was like too good to be true. And it was incredible. I'm very grateful for it, but I was gone too much. It was gone way too much. And the birthday thing just really killed me.
Yeah.
But you know, he got some cool things out of it.
And it was only a few years in the scope of his entire life. Yeah. Just those few years, like, well, he's not going to remember.
The hard part about, you know, even when he was younger, I'm like, I'll do this for a few years, but you never get those years back, which is very hard for when it's a child. Cause like, you know, the last time I got a kiss from Damien, it's, you know, you don't get it again. So it's really hard.
Yeah. But just think of all the things that are coming up that you haven't gotten yet. Like when he gets married, when he has kids, like you're going to be there
happening.
For...
It's never happening.
Well, he's almost out of teen parent territory.
I know.
Does he have girlfriends? Boyfriends?
Girlfriends.
Romantic friends?
He has girlfriends.
Is that weird?
No.
Good.
You know, I thought it was going to be traumatizing
but, like competitive, like who's this bitch?
Yeah, who the fuck are you? But I
you actually, would be a scary mom to come home to if the
you know,
for the girlfriends.
I also thought that like they're probably gonna be terrified of me, but they know I do makeup, so it's like,
oh, so you're like super cool.
Well, not super cool, but they just want things from me. They just want makeup from me. I'm probably never cool mom.
Okay, so in all of my podcasts, whenever I have a guest, not all my podcasts, but whenever I have a guest, I always ask my own three questions before I get into other people's questions. They're always the same questions. So the first question is, what makes, because it's the unconventional gal, what makes your life unconventional?
Oh, teen mom.
Makeup artist.
Makeup artist.
You have your face tattooed.
Yeah, I look like a freak.
You do not. You are the most beautiful freak I've ever seen. You have beautiful skin too. I have done a facial on this woman and her skin is incredible. For those of you that follow Leah and have seen her skin pictures, it is not Photoshopped, which it couldn't be anyways because you're freckly. That would be really hard to Photoshop.
Oh, I look insane.
Like when it's,
with those
I've had
filters?
Photographers try to do that where they smooth my freckles.
God.
And
oh,
I'm like,
just
I have
gray.
There's no shadows on your face.
It's so weird looking.
It is super
especially
weird.
Especially the filters. I just look like a banana.
Blurry.
It's crazy.
You know, when I look at you, I do think of
banana.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I hate bananas, by the way.
Oh, I love bananas.
Randomly eat a banana nut muffin, but
well, who doesn't love
it.
A banana nut
muffin? I know,
muffin.
Hot one. Man.
With some butter on it. Too bad Cafe 101 is closed because they used to grill muffins. They would cut it in half and then put it on the grill with butter. R.I.P. Okay, so on the other side of that, what makes your life conventional? Sometimes it's harder to think of this.
That's way harder. I can't even answer that.
Well, you've been married, so you've had conventional relationships.
Yeah. That's probably the most conventional thing I've done. I mean, I was with Lindsay for so long. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that wasn't even normal.
A conventional. Yeah. But I think your relationship with Damien is probably pretty conventional parent. Like, you guys have like boundaries and you're not like letting him like rule the roost.
You know, it's, I guess, super weird too, is as a kid, he was super shy, very introverted, super artistic. So he's just like in his room all day long. Now that he's an adult, he's like, I'm going to go out all the time.
Oh, he's blossoming.
So he's turning into this like tiny man, which is so weird.
He's not tiny. He's pretty tall.
Oh my God. He's actually over 6 feet tall.
And is he? And you're tiny.
I'm 5'2". And so I can't even yell at him if he does anything bad.
You just shake your fist up at him.
Yeah, he'll just laugh or like push me from my forehead.
Okay. Last of my questions is, name three positive things in your life, big or small.
My cats.
Excellent. Even though you're allergic to them.
I am. But I mean, when lockdown happened, I didn't realize how much I needed an animal.
Oh,
like
it's
that.
A companion animal.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Totally.
A Damien, obviously.
I like that the cats go above Damien.
I know. I see them more than Damien, and they like to watch TV with me.
And you can probably cuddle them more than him.
Oh, yeah. And it's not weird. Totally not weird. And I mean, my family, they're everything to me. Family means so much to me. And I don't know where I would be without them.
I love that. Those are great. Three great positive things.
Cats, Damien, the rest of my family.
Okay. So I actually got some good questions from people. So we'll just jump right in here. So the first one is from... I need my spectacles. At @Miss_Bellin, how did you manage being a young mom and working as a makeup artist schedule wise?
Well, my mom, my and his dad, but my mom, she wasn't working anymore. So she was basically stay at home mom for me.
Oh, that's great.
So when I got my job at Makeup Forever, I was there for 7 years and you know, she was walking him to school, pick him up from school, and, you know, doing the things that I should have been doing. And, or, you know, if I didn't have a job.
You would have if you had a choice. Yeah.
Yeah. If I had a choice, I would have been doing those things. But, you know, it was my family. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't have been able to be where I am now. Yeah. And I know that.
I think it's, okay, I think I remember this girl's name. Her Instagram is Orin MU, but I think it's Lauren, but I think she put an I in there to like be clever. She said, do you have any advice for mothers attempting to break into the industry? I've been told to hide the fact that I have children.
I mean, I would never hide it. I guess depending on where you, I mean, most.
Well, they can't discriminate now
legally. No, not at all. And I feel like, I mean, not everybody has children, but most makeup artists that I know are moms now. I mean, we're at an age now where
if you're going to do it, you've done it.
But I would never hide it. I would make that very apparent because then, I mean.
Well, if there's an emergency or something, you have to be like, oh, my kid needs me.
Yeah. Honestly, I would never want to work for anyone that is like, yeah, we can't have that.
All right. @Kells_Bells asked, did you struggle to connect with other moms at your kid's school? I'm 32 with a 13-year-old. I'm also short and my kid is tall, so everyone probably thinks I'm the babysitter.
Yeah, we got mistaken for siblings quite often.
I mean, all you have to do is, well, you guys look so much alike too. Could be siblings.
If you
I mean,
saw
he's
his
like your
dad,
little twin. Looks like him too?
He looks more like his dad than me.
So you and his dad look like brother and sister.
Yes. I mean, I didn't really hang out with other parents. They were much older than me. There wasn't very many young moms. There wasn't really a mom clique, which was weird because they all knew each other and they were so nice to me. And there's actually, you know, everybody that Damien was really close with back then in elementary school, I still know those kids' moms, and you know, we're still friendly, and you know, I've done their makeup a bunch of times, and it's but it was never a feeling of
like you know, don't belong.
Like I don't belong. Yeah. I participated in every event that was there, and it was always normal. They always were nice to me, and you know, it was never weird. But I definitely didn't hang out with them outside of school stuff.
Yeah, like what do you have in common with somebody that's like 10 years older than you? At Hostel Hippie,
love that.
Said, how did you handle dating after being a mom? It's hard dating as a single mom. Did you date? Well, you were married to his dad.
I was married to his dad.
How long were you married?
We weren't married that long.
Okay. But you were married to Lindsay for a long time.
Lindsay and I were married for a long time. We're still married.
Well,
we'll never semantics. Not be married. I love Lindsay. He's the best. But I don't like dating. Mm-hmm. I like to be by myself. And I just like friends.
Yeah. It's less complicated. Yeah.
I like working, and it's just too much. Yeah. And I have Damien, so it's like
my friends that do have kids, that are trying to date, but also they're older, now and trying to like kind of start over in their 30s, and they say that it's because I can just imagine like there's so many shithead guys out there anyway, and then you add the complication of like somebody that wants to also deal with a kid,
because
I can say I would never date a guy with a kid. Because I don't want kids.
Thought of dating now.
Yeah.
I'd rather light myself on fire.
Well, that's not dramatic at all.
No. Hurl myself into the sun. Amazing. I don't want to do it.
I mean, I've heard all the horror stories, and I'm very lucky that I'm
like in a relationship. Dating apps, all of that just sounds like such just chaos and just something I'm not interested in. And I'd rather just work. I'd rather hang out with my cats. I'd rather just not do any of that. And and the thought of dating anybody that has children already also makes me want to light myself on fire because I don't want to deal with any of that right now. And I think it's, I just need to figure myself out. I don't want to do it.
Well, there you go. There's your answer. Just don't date. Just don't do
you
it.
Just don't date.
Just hurl yourself into this. Or set yourself on fire.
Just set yourself on fire.
This is terrible advice.
I'm actually really great giving advice like that.
Just not dating advice.
Yeah, no. I mean, I could probably give somebody else really good advice. I'm just really bad at
when you're talking about what you are doing. Yeah, no, that's me too. I always say do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Like I can tell you all kinds of great things, but I didn't do them.
Yeah.
But that's why I can tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah. I learned from these mistakes.
Yeah. Okay. Catherine L. Shaw asks, is there anything you'd tell your younger self in regards to teen pregnancy?
Yeah. Slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I regret is just, like I said earlier, like you just don't get that time back.
Like working too much.
Yeah. I mean, and I know that working that much is, you know, that's how I got to where I am.
Yeah.
And I am comfortable in life. But I, you know, I want that time back with him, and I'll never have that. So, you know, just slow down.
That's kind of my feeling just on work in general and being in a relationship is, and also with mental health problems as well, is like the balance of success and being driven and being self-employed versus mental health and personal relationships. Cause like your friendships suffer too. And your romantic relationships suffer too. Like when you're work, it's like, your bank account looks great.
Yeah.
And your social media looks great. But then like at what cost, like it has to be a balance.
You know, when lockdown happened, I think maybe we talked about this a little bit when you were scrubbing my face, but, when lockdown happened before that, for years and years, I was working every single day.
I do it. It's
when
you're self-employed, it's like there's always something to do. And like I'll be like, today I'm just gonna lay in bed and watch movies, and then I'll be like, oh wait, there's that. I have a pile right there of clothes that I need to like list tomorrow. Like I have piles all over my house. Like there's a pile back there, and
it's too much.
Yeah,
but I, you know, in my industry, if you're not constantly relevant.
You get left behind.
You get left behind. Yeah. And when I was forced to stop, I thought I was going to lose my mind. And I actually was so surprised that I needed that. Mm-hmm. I needed to stop.
And you need to figure out who you are outside of your work. That's my thing is like people. So I get sometimes like get auditions for like, we need an esthetician for this show. And a lot of the time they ask you, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, well, skincare and makeup
work.
and it's all the things I do for work. I'm like, and that was COVID is like, I started cooking again. I do puzzles again. I read again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, I really like being me as a human instead of me as Cherry Dollface.
Yeah.
And I didn't have separation.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the main reasons is I'd never really talk about anything personal on social media is because it's work. Mm-hmm. That's all work. It was all work for me, mm-hmm. which since COVID, my social media has suffered very much.
Why? Just
because I never post work on there. I mean, it's all,
it's hard when you're not working.
Yeah. But yeah, forcing to stop and take that time was the best thing that ever happened to me, mm-hmm. aside from Damien, but
and your cats,
my cats. But you know, I had no idea that was going to be, I would like the world to go back into lockdown so I can, you know, as soon as things start opening up again, at the end of this month, I've had 4 days off this month, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, I have to be this busy right now because shit's opening up again.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that
it balances out. You just have to start learning to say no. It's hard. That's the thing too, is like you have, or I have versus you, is I really do work for myself. Like I don't depend on an employer for freelance work. Like I just go out and book people.
Yeah.
Like mine is just like person to person.
Yeah.
So for you, it's like, if you say no to Nick's tomorrow, then they're like, okay, cool.
Yeah. It's
going to the next.
And honestly, all the jobs that I get are really great and super exciting.
Of course.
So it's like, how can I say no?
Yeah.
Because this is what I worked so hard for. Yeah. But then it's also like, man, my couch sounds really good right
now. Totally.
And I really want to watch that show.
Yeah. That's mine is like, I miss my friends. Like, I just want to like drink a bunch of wine and like hang out with my girlfriends. That's when I...
Yeah. I mean, I miss yoga probably.
Okay. Alicia Brock asks, what's the biggest difference between being a mom at teenage versus mom at adult age? So this one is kind of weird because it's not like you had a young kid when you were a teen and a young kid now. Like you have the same kid.
Well, this is actually, I talked about this yesterday with somebody because I did a photo shoot yesterday with my friend Pam. We have known each other since middle school and we got pregnant at the same time. Our kids are a month apart. But we were talking about, you know, having them so young, you're working so hard to, you know, keep a roof over your head and mm-hmm. keep things going, opposed to how different it is now. Like, you know, you can work one job and make enough money to buy a house and
totally.
Have things together and feel secure. And
like, you know what your future holds versus when you're really young, there's so much
unknown.
You just
don't know. So you're just constantly working and trying to put as much money away as you can. And it's impossible.
Yeah.
But now it's like, okay, I can work these three jobs, put money away and have enough money for this and this. And like, mm-hmm. I can, you know, I can figure things out much easier now than I could then.
So it's just the stability has changed.
Yeah. And I know it has a lot to do with growing up and getting your shit together. But if I were to have Damien now, I can't even imagine how much easier it would be. It would be just so much easier financially and mentally and, you know.
So much less unknown.
Yeah. And that was so hard. That was just so, so hard.
Well, speaking of your mom, hiring your mom, I've left this last question. So when Leah got here, she was like, oh, my mom asked a question. And I was like, I don't think so. And then she's like, yeah, this is her name. And I was like, oh, I think I left it out because I thought it was some weirdo. But now knowing
she is some weirdo. So,
but now knowing this is your mom, that makes this question funny. So I saved the best for last. At Jill baby, J-Y-L-L baby, says, why didn't you leave your door open like mom and dad told you to?
Oh my God.
That's why I was like, who is this asshole?
Okay. Well, this goes back to the dad.
Uh-huh.
So this is actually really funny. Not funny for them, but when I met his dad back then, this look was very normal. Every guy looked gay.
Oh, totally. Like in like the like hipster punky kind of. Yeah. Like skinny jeans and like
eyeliner. Totally. All of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
my dad was like, oh, we don't have to worry about him. He's gay. Like, totally thought the opposite.
He was
of him.
Like the homie that got to spend the night.
But they were constantly like, leave your door open, leave your door open. But I'd never leave my, what fucking teenager wants to leave their door open? I'd never.
Even like, I would never leave my door open even when my girlfriend's over.
No.
Like, give me my privacy.
And I'm pretty sure even back then, mom, that she would, you guys would tell me to leave my door open even when I had girls over.
Well, they never knew about
never
you.
Never know.
Not that you'll get pregnant by a girl.
Yeah. But that's hilarious.
That's cute. But I bet they're glad now that you didn't leave your door open.
Yeah, because then I would not have
you
Damien.
You wouldn't have your beautiful baby. He's not a baby anymore.
I know.
Your beautiful man.
Ugh. Hate that.
So weird.
So gross.
Well, he's all freckly. He still looks like he's young.
Yeah, except for the mustache. And
what? He has a mustache?
He does.
Now?
He has a mustache.
You haven't posted pictures of him in a minute. Does
well,
he want his privacy
there's a reason
now?
For that. You know, when I started my job with Kat, mm-hmm. I really loved it. I did not love the negative comments about having a child, about him or anything, which is, you know, I even not posting, if sometimes even if I post pictures of my cats, it's mm-hmm. like, your cat's fucking ugly, or, you know, it's
totally,
there's just so many bullies mm-hmm. and I'm very protective of him. And I try not to talk about crazy personal shit on there because I'm a very private person. Politics, children, mm-hmm. family, everything is super private and personal. So when I started that job and people started like reposting pictures of him and they'd go like way down into my feed and like repost shit, I'm like, this is too weird.
Well, I feel like Kat kind of has a weird, like, people that follow her are like weirdly obsessed with her personal life.
Yeah, Kat has a lot of fan clubs and they're great. Every single one of them are so sweet.
But the thing is like her true fans I think are great, but because she has so many followers, she has not her fans, but followers that follow because they want to like...
Trolling.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like she comes with a lot of trolls.
Yeah, which is so unfortunate because she's the best. Yeah. And so that's very hard. But we definitely got a lot of those with that job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still get them just on personal photos. I delete so many comments and block so many fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. But specifically with him, it's too much.
Yeah, and I get it.
He's my baby. I don't want...
That's like Jimmy. He doesn't really have social media.
Yeah.
So when I post him, there's like nowhere to go, like you can't like find information about him. Like if people try to follow the rabbit hole of him, it leads to nowhere.
Yeah.
So I post a lot about him, but just like controlled.
Yeah.
Like just us in bed being cute. Like I don't post personal things about
him. Same with cats or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, here's us taking a bath together.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like this feels really cute. I just want to take a picture of this. Well, so that's why Damien's not on your page anymore.
Yeah.
Well, so everyone listening, he's real cute. He looks just like Leah, apparently, like his dad. He's tall. He's freckly.
He looks just like his dad.
Does he still have the shaggy hair?
right now he does.
Oh, because of COVID, probably.
Well, no. This is actually a really, really funny thing about Damien is, you know Javier?
Yeah, of course.
He used to cut Damien's hair when he was really little. Damien hated it. He would cry. And so we just stopped doing that. And then eventually he was like, oh, I'll go to a barber. So he started going to a barber. And then out of fucking nowhere, he was like, I don't want anybody to cut my hair except you. And I'm
you?
Like, me.
Oh.
I know. I went to beauty school.
You went to Cosmo school,
But he has the craziest, curliest hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember how to cut hair.
And curly hair, especially.
Yes. So I've been cutting his hair for 7 years now.
Oh, wow.
Every time it's crazy.
That's probably why he likes you cutting
it's
it. Just
it's
just
like a curly bob every time. And I use like kitchen scissors. And
nice.
I just, you know, he needs to go to a barber, but he just won't.
Yeah,
and
if he likes it.
So I've been cutting his hair for a long time. And I cut it actually a couple times during COVID because it was insane.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all my questions. That's all my things. Is there anything else you want to say about being a teen mom?
Anything it's great.
I feel like we didn't cover. Good.
I mean, if you're a teen and you are listening to this, don't just go get pregnant because it's cool.
Yeah. We are not condoning teen pregnancy.
Not condoning it. It's very hard. It takes a lot of work and a lot of support, but I'm very grateful that it happened when it did. Mm. And I can't imagine it happening any other way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Once your life together. Is your life, then that's what my mom says.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing I feel. I mean, your mom is always your mom when you're little because that's mom.
Yeah.
But now I see my mom more as my friend. Like when I got into my late teens, it was like mom's buddy. Like kind of how you were saying.
Yeah. It's where that very similar
dynamic changes.
Yeah. And during COVID, we got real close because we were stuck inside for so long together. And that was so great. And there were so many days where he'd just come out of his room. He's like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Oh, I fucking love this. This is so great. I hope this never
ends." It's like forced mom hang.
Yeah, I'm like, "You can't escape me. You can't run.
There's a virus out there. I'm
like,
good
luck. We're eating dinner together. Everything. Oh, it was.
Well, see, then you got your 2 years worth of time back because you never would have spent that much time with him.
I know it. That was insane. That was so crazy. And I'm so sad that the world had to go through that, but I'm so grateful for that time.
The thing, I talk to friends a lot about COVID, and I feel like a lot of people feel like my business did really good, I feel guilty. My relationship did really good, I feel guilty. But my thought on it is so many horrible, shitty things came out of it that, like, let's hold on to the good things that came out of it. Like, why shouldn't feel guilty for, like, having something good come out of it?
I mean, everybody, a lot of my friends posted, like, 2020, I just want 2020 to end. This is the fucking worst.
You're and like, no.
And I'm like, man, I mean, personally 2021 sucks compared to 2020. Yeah. I'm already so tired and just ready to go back.
I feel like it's just been a roller coaster.
I know.
All of it.
It's just, you know, I miss being at home already.
Yeah. Well, then let's get you home.
I'm going to be home. I'm going to be on that couch.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for being my guest this week.
Hey, anytime.
And everybody go follow Leah. Follow her.
Fall for me.
Fall for Leah. She's beautiful. She'll set herself on fire if you get too close.
It is very true.
You are I am Leah at I am Leah.
It's just I am Leah.
Just I am Leah on everything. Well, go follow Leah and scroll really far back and you can see pictures of her super cute son.
Oh my God, please don't.
And don't leave mean comments and don't repost them. Please don't be a weirdo. And on that note, don't be an asshole. And until next week, here's me waving like a maniac. Bye, guys.